Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechet Menachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezechet, Fandra Ziva Kogon, Bikarav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us, Kol Menachos announces Bikli, all Menachos that are made only in a Kli. And it's actually the majority of Menachos, besides from Mafet Tanur, which is made in an oven, and that's not considered a Kli for our purposes. So we're talking about basically all other Menachos, besides Mafet Tanur, to Unas Shalosh Bat Neshemen, they have to have three applications of oil. Yitziku, Belila, Umatan Shem, Bikli, Kohen Las Yason. These are the three. Yitziku means pouring, Belila means mixing, and then there's matan shem to bekli before it's made, meaning even before it's mixed and fried or whatever's done to it, oil's put into the kli. So this is really the three things in opposite order. The hainu, the first thing that's done is matan shem bekli kohen las yason. First oil's poured into the kli, then flour's put in, then we have belila, which is mixing it with oil, and then there's yitzika, which is pouring more oil on top of it. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss mafet tanur, which does require some mixing of oil, but not all three that we just mentioned. So the Mishnah tells us v'chalis bayalon devei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the chalis are mixed with oil, which means after they're baked in the oven, then they're broken into pieces and mixed with oil. Whereas V'chomer and V'chomer say that no, soiles, it's while it's still in its flour stage before it's baked in the oven, that's when oil is mixed into it. Now we discussed the two different types of mafet tanur, which we've already mentioned previously. There's chalos and there's rikikin, so there's different ways to have the oil mixed in with them. Hachalos to unas belila, the chalos, which are baked in the oven, they need mixing with oil, whereas v'rikikin, meshuchin, the rikikin, which are the thinner ones, they're just mashuch, they just have oil applied on top of them, but not that they're mixed with oil. And Ketan Mashchan, how is the Mashiach of the oil done to them? Kimen Chi, or Ki, or Kai, there's different ways of saying it. And this is a Greek letter, there's Machlek is how it looks, maybe it looks like a U, maybe like a regular letter test. There's other opinions as well. And Hushar Hashem and Echol Kehanim, the rest of the oil that's not used in the mixing of the Mincha, that's eaten by the Kehanim. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, Kol Menachas Anasas Bekli, all Menachas that are made in a Kli, to Unas Besisa, they need to be broken into pieces. In other words, when we take the Kmitza from them, it's not done in the flour stage. We first do whatever processing is necessary with the flour and the oil, we fry them this way or fry them that way, and then they're going to be broken up into pieces. Only afterwards the kmitza is going to be taken. So how is this done? Minchas Yisrael, when we have Minchas Yisrael, this is excluding a mincha of a kain. It's basically any mincha that's not brought by a kain. After we have the ready-made chalois, that's what they're called, kaifel echel l'shnayim, it's folded one into two, and then u'shnayim l'arba, two into four. Umavdil, and then they're separated on the folds. So each one of the loaves, which we'll see later on how many loaves are made out of each mincha, but each individual loaf is folded once and then folded again. So you have a total of four, and then they're separated on the fold. Now minchas kehanim, a mincha brought by a kain, kaifel echel l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba, it's folded one into two and two into four, but ve'enoy mavdil, it's not separated along the lines, it's just kept folded like that. Minchas kain ha'mashiach, and a mincha brought by the kain gadol, lo'im chapala, it wasn't folded over twice, just once. Now Reb Shimon argues, and he says, minchas kehanim u'minchas kain mashiach, both a mincha brought by regular kain or by the kain gadol, ain ben besisa, they're not broken up or crumbled at all, minei she'ain ben kmitza, because a kmitza is not taken out of them due to the fact that the whole thing is burned on the mizbech, as we've learned previously, and v'chol she'ein ben kmitza, ein ben b'sisa, anything doesn't have kmitza taken, so it doesn't need to be broken, and therefore it doesn't need to be folded, and once it's fried, we just put it on the mizbech and burn it. The Mishnah concludes by going back to a din regarding folding the menachos, v'kulin kezesim, all the pieces can't be larger than the size of a zayas and olive, so we have to fold it to make sure that each of these pieces isn't going to be bigger than that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to discuss processing of menachos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.